Amiel Azamita during a confrontation after Azamita has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas. Even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azamita to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azamita also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of his squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien with a long criminal record. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child. He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school in 1994. Tony Zepetella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm possession, and gang activity. Victor Hen was a victim of terrorism in America. She was shot and killed as she sat at her desk by Hesham Mohammed Hadiyet on July 4, 2002, at the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation until he got lucky when his wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since 1995. Another noted that he was drag racing at the time of the crash. It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove a dangerous alien. The lives of many law enforcement officers have been lost at the criminal hands of violent illegal aliens. One such was David March, a Los Angeles County sheriff, who was killed when he pulled over a car for a routine
traffic
stop. Roger Sherman,
signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the airs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, I just want to bring this about so you can pay attention to what you're going to see in just a moment here, okay? When we're looking at the news that are making way today, you can see that over and over again, and I've reiterated this 1,000 times over, they're not bringing about resolve. They're put in place to create the division between the people. If it wasn't true, then why is it that they're continuously driving parties against each other, pitting ethnic groups against each other, pitting color against color? I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And then what the conservatives of the day are actually offered up, they're offered up guys like, well, none other than an Alex Jones. And it's interesting. Now, I want you to contemplate what I'm going to tell you next, because I'm going to go ahead and play this video because he's going to blame the Democrats here for you. But he's declaring that someone's trying to take his life. Now, I don't know if that you've seen the videos before in the past where he was actually confronted by two individuals that were saying, "How come everybody's dead around you except you, Alex?" And if you guys all remember William Cooper, he called out Alex Jones a long time ago as being a New World Order shill. Outside of the fact that Alex Jones is connected to the CIA, and it's interesting how all of these other people are picking him up. Here, let me not get ahead of myself here. Alex Jones is playing the victim here. This is nothing new under the sun. I want you to understand something, folks, before I play this video, that Alex Jones is worth $134 million. You're not worth $134 million in telling people the truth. Go ahead and ask me. Not even an iota of that will you make in the process of sustaining yourself in what it is that you may call your ministry, because Alex does believe that somehow or another. But he's worth $134 million. Over the last couple of years, you have been led to believe that Alex Jones has been deplatformed. Simultaneously, Alex has been picked up in debate with Piers Morgan from CNN. He's been picked up with another CIA asset. Piers Morgan is as well, but another CIA asset, Tucker Carlson. He's not being deplatformed. He's being promoted. Andrew Tate picked him up. Joe Rogan, another gatekeeper, picked him up. So doesn't anybody think it's odd that he's under attack, but yet he's worth $134 million? He has this massive income concerning his platform, and yet somehow or another, we're to believe what Alex Jones has to tell us. Does Alex Jones promote the narrative that divides the people? Absolutely, every step of the way. Does he claim to be the one that's pointing the finger to scare all these New World Order jokers off? How many times has he said it? Because you're going to hear him say it again. Now, I'm not, again, not here to try to put his light out and make mine brighter. I'm just sick and tired of the fact that people aren't paying attention to the fact that he is not under attack. He's being promoted, and you're going to hear it right here, right now, from his own mouth. You ready for this? He's under attack. Someone's trying to kill him. He wants you to know. Listen carefully.
The desperate Democrat Party terrorist cult.
He's a shill, folks.
Tried to murder Nick Sordor's father and sister. That's what they did. And the psychotic sent him a message before he did it, targeting his family. I'll post Nick's breakdown below. But we are now in the terrorism phase, the open terrorism phase of the Democratic Party. All the firebombings and attacks on Tesla dealerships, people trying to scale the fence to shoot the president at the White House.
See, folks,
the Democrats.
So you have to understand right there, folks. He's telling you exactly what side of the fence he's on. He is telling you right here that he is an establishment guy. It doesn't get any clearer than what he just said. I don't know that anybody believes that that was a legitimate attack on Trump. I mean, I could stand corrected. I'm not getting involved in that. But I have yet to hear anybody actually acknowledge that that attack on Trump was legitimate. Because if you remember right, the week before that, Joe Biden in Donald Trump's presidential debate, you know, the clowns in the circus of politics that have handlers that are told what to say, how to say it, so on and so forth through their teleprompters. Remember how bad it bombed? And then a week later, an assassination attempt. Nothing new under the sun, folks. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book. The following month, he raises $141 million. Okay, so again, you're listening to Alex Jones now talk like him and the president and Elon Musk are the buddies of all buddies and the best of buddies. And I want you to listen to the rest of what he has to say here again, because he's clearly telling you exactly who he is. He's dividing the people continuously. He's blaming what they call the left, not understanding, of course he understands, that if he says anything about the law, then the right's going to actually have to stand up and do something about the crimes that are tolerated. When are those in this country going to understand that we're ruled by law, not by an unconstitutional party system that's created to divide and conquer? Mark 3:25.
Shoot the president at the White House, all of it, and the Democrats' mouthpieces all over.
See who he keeps blaming, folks?
The View, all of it.
He's just highlighting what they're not doing, friends. Nothing more, nothing
Trump's
less.
Trump's coming to kill people. He's killing people. And we need to be ready to fight and die. That was the admitted plan of Carville and Rask and all of them. And Trump won with civil war conditions and uprisings. That was John Podesta's war game, if he won. He bragged about it.
Isn't it interesting how he's just gotten in, and when these congressional hearings come up and all these interviews that have been offered to him by the very people that he's now defending, it's amazing to me. I mean, as if to suggest Alex Jones doesn't know that both parties are both unconstitutional, as if to suggest he doesn't realize that they have handlers. What's even worse about all this, and I'm jumping off of the video because of the heartbreak coming up on me right now, it's interesting he talks about how now they want to come and get Alex Jones because the president of the United States and Elon Musk listened to his show. Revert back to what you've been told over the last couple of years. He's been deplatformed. Go back over the last couple of years, friends, and understand what David Knight has told you about this individual. Hey, folks, they want you to believe that you have someone on the front taking care of the issues and that they got all the New World Order monkeys on the run, when in fact this is the same stuff that you hear over and over and over again. It's a psyop, friends, is what it is. The Bolsheviks did this back in the 20s. They want you to believe that he's taking care of it, the president's taking care of it, and now, are things getting better or are they getting worse? You're going to have to answer that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. I just want to go back and just make some comment, any comments concerning Alex Jones here again. The guy's been saying he's got the New World Order guys, you know, the clowns, the globalists, the elitists. He has them on the run. And we keep hearing this over and over and over and over and over again. And now it's gotten to the point where now he's telling the world that he's under attack and someone's trying to kill him. And it's coming from the highest levels. And the reason they want to kill him is because Donald Trump is listening to him. And because Elon Musk is listening to him. Let me ask you something, folks. Why would he convey that message to you? Because they want to drive the narrative that if anybody believes anybody out there and someone's on the front line, it's Alex Jones. And if he says it, it's got to be true. And he's now being listened to by the president of the United States of America and that of Elon Musk. Hey, folks, Elon Musk is taking orders just as much as Donald Trump is taking orders, just as much as Alex Jones is taking orders, just as much as anybody else in the mainstream media. I don't care what they have to say about it. The fact of the matter is, we had Dr. Udo Ufkat come out and say that anybody that's of importance throughout the networks under the CIA Mockingbird Media is under the dictates of the CIA, and they better do what they're told, because if they don't, like Dr. Udo Ufkat, which, by the way, it's accessible, it's easy to find, super easy to find. He writes a book, exposes the CIA, the control of all the national and worldwide journalists, and before you know it, folks, he suspiciously dies. These are all players. These are all pawns. They're all being used to what? To continuously create an impotence with the people, because they want you to believe that someone's taking care of the problem. And folks, again, nothing could be further from the truth. Let me say this. Alex Jones isn't a threat to the establishment. Alex Jones is the establishment. Andrew Tate isn't a threat to the establishment. He is the establishment. They're all gatekeepers. Candace Owens isn't a threat, though she says good things just like the rest of them every once in a while. She's not a threat. Matter of fact, Andrew Tate and Candace Owens are now being exposed as people that are in it together. Well, just follow the money trail. But they're not a threat to the establishment, folks. Not at all. No, as a matter of fact, they are the establishment. Ben Shapiro, he's not a threat to the establishment. Glenn Beck, he's not a threat to the establishment. Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, look at the people they have on their show. Look at the narrative that they continuously drive. They're not bringing you to the resolve, friends. They're serving their golden calves as they're simply reading from their teleprompters. That's why we say, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just highlighting the fact that he's under attack. And he's being sued, and he's being deplatformed. Yet if you look at his net worth, folks, he's worth millions and millions, tens of hundreds of millions of dollars. Where's he getting that kind of money, friends? The same place the rest of them are. Charlie Kirk's another one. You want to know why he's out there, friends? Why he's not been deplatformed, why he's not being censored, and you can just access him at will? Folks, because he's gotten over $30 million from the Zionists. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that your favorite talking heads are not bringing about the resolve? Oh, and that's not a threat to me. I'm just telling you that for the very sake that your kids understand at the end of the day that their parents were too ignorant to take heed to common sense. And that's the truth of the matter. If someone could tell me what resolve they mean to bring about, how is it that they never make reference to the law that condemns the crime? It's always blaming the left and always blaming the right, yet we're ruled by law. That's why I am pounding on this nail constantly, because people don't think. Here, let me give you another case in point. Let's jump to another topic. I want to show you another video. You guys have probably seen this at the beginning of the pandemic. There was a woman that came out. She put a mask on. She was a nurse. She was telling you exactly what these bioweapons were doing. Oh, by the way, Alex Jones told you to take the shot. You all remember that, right? He said it was like sugar water. The one that was Trump was making, right? How many people are dead now and you're still listening to the same people? But then again, I'm talking to a nation that put the father of the vaccine back into office to their own demise, only so they can go ahead and reload and attack on another day. Let me go forward to that. Since the father of the vaccine's been put back into the people's White House, I'm just kind of curious to know where Klaus Schwab, I'm just kind of curious to know where Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the head of the WHO, the head of the the CDC, the head of the WEF, which is Klaus Schwab, the head of none other than the NIH. How come they haven't been brought to justice? How come that's all you hear from these guys? As a matter of fact, from these favorite talking heads of yours, I just want to say this, and seriously, straight from my heart, you deserve exactly what you get. To you that just refuse to listen, you deserve what you get. You say that's mean. No, that's ignorant on your part. And it's what I always say when I'm preaching and I'm in the preaching mode. How do you show mercy to a people like you that refuse to see the truth for what it is? But I got to go back to this for the sake of time. If you want to call in, contend, that's fine. 281-845-4704. I want to play this video for you. But here's one question that you all need to ask yourselves. Where's the justice? How come they're out there re-engaging to attack the people on another day? How many times do they need to be busted for their scandals before they're actually held accountable? Why is it that today that's all we're hearing about is all of the crimes of the representatives that are now going to stand up and are going to thwart the efforts of actually deporting the illegals that have come into America illegally? How can this current administration isn't going after all the said representatives that committed the act of treason by alluring them into the first place? How can they're all talking around the corruption? How can they're talking, all of them are all talking around all these agencies that were used to murder as many people as they possibly could? Haven't you thought about that? How do you condemn the crime? You make reference to the law that they violated. Let's go back to this video from 5 years ago and listen carefully as to what she said and how many times I have heard from these reels on a daily basis concerning the news that the American people are fed by the propaganda outlets about all these new doctors coming out saying this was all purpose. This was all, the American people have known it was purpose since day one. We're talking about repeat criminals here that have somehow or another are impervious to justice. They're above the law. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment here, friends. I want you to see this video. Listen carefully. This is a nurse incognito.
Blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine.
Listen carefully.
Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system. So your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell.
So they're purposely killing you as they're stealing your money.
Now they decrease the saline in the second one and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%.
So are you hearing this, folks?
75% of your military.
They're breaking down your immune system.
To make that military.
And they schedule the breakdown of your immune system.
The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. You don't have the antibodies to fight it, but you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predisposition. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that is going to focus on, and you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have tumor or cancer, or if you have...
Okay, so folks, what she's doing here is she's highlighting the fact that these guys that you see on the right are all responsible, along with the father of the vaccine, to break down the immune system, and they scheduled boosters to continuously break down your immune system. Now, I want to say this. I just met with somebody yesterday, and I'm going to ask for permission before I can say his name. You all know him. I took me and my wife took him and his wife out to dinner because they were doing some events here in Minnesota. And in the process, he had told me that his dad and his mom had taken the shot, and within one day, his dad was gone. And then I said, did you sue him? He said, Bradley, the government won't let you hold them accountable. What country in the world does that for a business? Never heard of it before. Why? Because it doesn't exist. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated? Basically, unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We got Garrett calling in from St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Garrett, what say you, my friend?
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to see justice. I lost a lot of family members due to the vaccine. And, you know, Fauci and Dr. Birx and some of those others, they're war criminals. They need to be locked up and probably executed, in my opinion.
Well, scripturally speaking, I mean, Numbers 35, 33, that's exactly right. And somehow or another, according to these acts that they came out with back in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan, somehow or another, they think that they're impervious. They can't be sued for the crimes that they've committed against the people on a massive scale. And I think that more than not, they're proving to the people that they're above the law, because the people actually believe that they are above the law, when in fact it's the people that are the law. And if they're not going to enforce the law, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get more of the same over and over again. And that's exactly why we see these repeat criminals, Gary, continuously do the things that they're doing. And they're reengaging again to assail us on another day. And we're all standing back like a bunch of sitting ducks waiting for it to happen. And that is about as un-American as it gets. And I wish the American people knew their history, because if they did, there wouldn't be an Anthony Fauci. There wouldn't be a Bill Gates, and the list goes on. And you're absolutely right. Justice guards our liberties, and it also guards our lives. And if we're not willing to defend ourselves, they are going to be at our front door, and it's exactly what they mean to do.
I still remember those fateful days back then. You know, a lot of my family members, not me, but others, took the vaccine, and it all started with my aunt. Her left arm, after taking the vaccine, it snapped off of her body. Her arm just completely snapped off. And then 2 days later, her right arm, it snapped off. We were flabbergasted. But then the kicker was when her head rolled off.
Yeah, I got it, Garrett. I was on you, brother. Yeah, you're a sick brother, man. I mean, there's no question about it. And folks, I got to just here. This is what I'm talking about. Here's discernment for you. What a loser. What a loser. Seriously. I'm sitting here with my hand on the mouse, ready to drop his call, because I knew when he started talking, he was going to say something stupid. I mean, that's all. I mean, how many people have been murdered? And Garrett, if that's his name, wants to call in and he wants to make light of the death of the people that have been murdered by his own government. What a glutton for punishment. Hey, Garrett, let me just tell you this. You reap what you sow, guy. You want to go ahead and make light of it? Well, when it happens to you, then why don't you call in with a repentant heart, and then we can have another conversation. But I got to tell you, after 20 years of ministry, you're the second loser I've ever ran into like that. Congratulations. Congratulations, for serious. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. It just shows you the spirit of the American people and what it's become, friends, and making light of what's going on, especially when all guns or all needles are ablazing to go ahead and put it back into his body. He still makes a joke out of it. That is just absolutely amazing to me. Here, let me show you what's going on in your country right now, friends. Outside of the fact that your said representatives are doing absolutely nothing but highlighting the crimes of the Biden administration. Once again, the Biden administration, as if to suggest Joe Biden is a law unto himself and that he ever had a right to commit the act of treason by alluring illegals into America. No, this is again reflection of the American people that watched him commit his treasonous acts at every given step. Here, let me give you a little idea as to what I'm talking about. Now, what I do want you to do is take serious what I'm going to highlight here, friends, because when you look at Psalm 50, this is what the Lord said, and I want you to hear carefully as to where I'm going to go here, okay? This is what the Lord said in Psalm 50, as I said. Thou sittest and speakest against your brother. You slander thine own mother's son. He's talking about the crimes and the violations of law that you're guilty of. And then he said, these things thou hast done, and I have kept silent. You thought together I was together such as one as yourself. But I will reprove you and set them in order before thine eyes. He said, now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. I know, the Marcians of the day. You know who Marcion was, right? He was the guy that removed all the old Old Covenant and New Testament references to God's justice and judgment. That man's in hell right now. He's a heretic. He should have read 22, verse 16 of that of Revelation, but he didn't take the time. But I guarantee you it's going through him now as he burns in hell, because that's exactly where he belongs for the things that he's done. He removed all warning signs from the people, and he created a new Bible. He's a heretic. Now, I know that sounds... I know this sounds foreign to some of you Marcionites that have taken heed to Marcion rather than the word of God, but the Lord did say, consider this, lest you forget God and I tear you in pieces. Now, if you want more specificity, I can give it to you that way as well. The Bible is clear when it says, the stranger who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower and lower. They'll be made the head, you'll be made the tail. When you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, moreover, all these curses shall come on thee, and they shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou didn't listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes to deal with these people concerning his judgments that he's known by, right? Psalm 9:16 and 17, as he commanded you. They weren't suggestions, they were commandments. And then when I look at verse 50, it says, a nation of a fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Then it goes down just a little bit here, friends. And then it says, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. That's exactly what's happening. All of your governors, the ones that were sold to you as the good guys, they didn't deport them. They imported them to colonize in certain parts in your country. Just ask Abbott from Texas. Just ask DeSantis from Florida. Just ask Noam, who's now the head of the Homeland Security Department, and go ahead and ask her in South Dakota. They all imported them. They didn't deport them. And it says right here, and it says, and he shall besiege thee. That means slow takeover in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down where you trusted. Throughout all the land, he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And then when you look at 63, I know this is my favorite part. It really is. And I'm not being facetious. I feel like Elijah up on top of Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. But it says, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from the land whether you were in possession. Okay? So don't sit there and tell me what scripture says, friends, because God is in control, and this is where America is at today. America is under the judgments of God because of what they allow, what they tolerate corrupt representatives to do. We were just talking about the pandemic. Where's the justice? Now we're talking about the illegals. Where's the justice? I want to show you what's happening here, friends, firsthand, so you can understand that many people, namely police, the military, ICE, all of these guys that have been put in place to defend you Americans, their lives are being put into jeopardy because the American people are being entertained by the clowns that call themselves representatives in your system of injustice in America today. Check this one out.
Crackdown reaching far beyond the southern border. This is exclusive new video that shows migrants in Illinois leading police on a dangerous high-speed chase. That is a cornfield. Mike Tobin's live in Chicago. What happened here, Mike? Hello.
Well, Bill, you know the Illinois governor and mayor of Chicago are opposed to immigration reform efforts from the Trump administration. But now you've got counties in Illinois.
Okay, so folks, they're opposed to enforcing the laws that keep us safe. But listen carefully.
Who are stepping up to say they've got enough problems and don't want to be a sanctuary.
Troop 5, you just took off on me.
Two Hondurans in the U.S. illegally lead police on a high-speed chase through cornfields an hour and a half outside Chicago.
Pit. Subject is on foot, running northbound through the field. Get your hands up. Get them up.
18-year-old Royben Barahuna, 23-year-old Christian Arazo Velasquez arrested.
Do they look afraid,
7 pounds
friends?
Of fentanyl found in the car.
Fentanyl.
Three bricks.
The Illinois Safety Act eliminates cash bond. Barahuna was released without bail and quickly fled.
So what he does is he brings in fentanyl that's killing millions of people. Okay, they're buying it. Of course, it's their fault for taking it. But what happens? The criminal tyrant in Chicago, once the police put their lives on the line to protect the American people, The American people then sit down and watch the corrupt governor go ahead and release the criminals that were just busted for drug trafficking and also for being in America illegally. Wow. Okay. And on top of that, endangering all of our police force. Wow. Okay. Here, let me show you another one, folks. We're just getting started here. Oh, you, Bradley, you're being a little facetious. Nope. I'm just telling you the facts, folks. People don't want to get involved in as to what's going on in their country. This is what's taking over your country right now, as they are in endangerment and endangering the lives of our law enforcement. And it bothers me to no end. It truly does. Here's another one at a Burger King, an illegal immigrant.
Hey, por qué? Por qué? Ayúdame, por favor.
I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment, again, so you can understand what's happening right now in your country right now. Okay.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. Man. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. If you want to go ahead and test your steel like our little knucklehead that just tried calling in and dropping some things on the radio that he shouldn't have been, You can go ahead and have at it. 281-845-4704. I want to go back and show you what is happening in the face of America's apathy and tolerance concerning their said representatives and what they're doing. That's all they're doing with the networks is highlighting the crimes of those that the American people are tolerating. They should be impeached. They should be prosecuted for their crimes. And Americans, you have all the provision that you need to do so. But if you don't want it, you don't want justice enough to preserve the freedoms of your children, then just keep doing exactly what you haven't been doing. What are you doing? This is America. You guys enticed me with all that money. Look at him. Folks, this isn't illegal in America. Look at him, folks. Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. Hey, you know, for all these crimes that we're highlighting right now, just so you know, and of course, they're going to try to sell it to you as them being the victims while they're here against the law, friends. But according to the U.S. statute, federal law says 1424, it's interesting that the said representatives that allured them into America, they're supposed to be held accountable for these crimes. Did you know that? Just want to make clear you understand what you're allowing them to do. Here, let me now take you over to another one. These are Venezuelan gangs that are taking over the suburbs of Chicago in the Midwest. Forgive me. Folks, this isn't happening by chance. This is all of that which the Lord promised he would do to a disobedient nation. Let's go over to Chicago. Let's see what's happening over there in the Midwest.
Terry, we're down here. We're in Macy's.
Yes.
Talk to me about what's happening out here, DuPage County, the Oak Brook Mall.
Yeah, Oak Brook is a very high-end, wealthy community of Chicago, western suburbs, nice high-end community, nice mall. And since the Venezuelans been flooding the state and the city of Chicago, they're coming out here. Actually, they're taking the trains, they're taking cars out here. And the mall, because it's a high-end mall, has been a main target of Venezuelans. The chief of Oak Brook, Ryan Strachas, arrested around 120-something, if not more, illegal immigrants, some of them.
By the way, I want to let you know firsthand from my friend that's a sheriff. He's the one that told us these illegals that are being brought into America, they're being coached as to what they're supposed to do. So the governors are the ones that brought them in. They're being coached by the people that allured them in as to where they're supposed to target. Okay? Again, I want to make sure that you understand what apathy and tolerance is bringing to your front door, Amos 6-3.
Fit Joe Biden's asylum seeker status.
See, now he's going to blame Joe Biden here. All this nonsense, folks, this is what I'm tired of. Enforce the law. The laws are in place. Joe Biden needs to be held accountable. His administration needs to be held accountable. All the governors throughout the United States that partook of this treason, Article 3, Section 3, need to be held accountable. We have a bunch of Judases that are awaiting their judgment, friends, that preserves our freedoms. But if you don't want to enforce the law under judgment, again, you're going to get more of this. Let's go back to the Venezuelans in Chicago that are basically targeting high-end malls.
You know, which were they're really not, right? That's his more version of what
right,
asylum
right.
seeker
just
is.
Bastardizing what asylum is.
Yeah, and then last week he arrested four Venezuelans that were Trendelarva. They're sitting in DuPage County Jail right now. Not sure what's going to happen. The judge did order to keep them because they were supposed to because they had stupid law let them go. But the judge did keep them. And
so the law, Governor Pritzker wants to let these guys out.
Yes.
So the governor needs to be held for the crimes that these illegals are. Guilty of. The people in Illinois need to hold the governor accountable for his crimes of treason. Okay? Everybody's talking around the governors that illegally allured them in. Everybody in the media is talking around who's responsible for alluring them in. They want to get rid of the illegals, but they want to keep the same corrupt politicians that brought them in. You can't make it up, folks.
So the judge ruled not to let him out. Which was, and then what's more disturbing is that one of them has a colostomy bag because he was in a shootout in Chicago, and he's here committing crimes. And then I also learned from Chief Strock is that when his tactical unit officers make arrests here in the mall, and then they go and they confiscate the vehicles, they're finding the ankle bracelets. While these guys are committing crimes in our mall, they have ankle bracelets from Biden administration.
Okay, so folks, they're adding insult to injury, and why is that? Because they're not afraid of your government. They're not afraid of you Americans. If you don't show them the consequence of treason, they're going to keep spitting in your face. They're going to keep repeating more and more crimes, okay? Let me show you what's happening concerning the protests that are taking place. This is Inside News and Inside Edition, and they're basically removing the illegals. I want to show you what's happening, lest you think that you know, everything is all peaceful out there. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Look at this.
In L.A., a white Prius drove through protesters and was chased on foot for several blocks until a truck filled with organizers wheeled in front of it brought the chase to a halt.
Folks, look at
their
doing.
The driver was attacked and his windshield smashed with a skateboard before he managed to speed off. It's all fallout from the dramatic announcement dividing America.
Okay, so folks, this is what's happening again. In your country, they're now attacking the American people. This, again, I wish I could say it's these people doing it, which they are. The Lord is using them to incite this domestic insurrection. This is about creating domestic insurrection. But I'm here to tell you that, folks, while you're being entertained by how the cops are, their lives are being endangered in dealing with these illegals, nobody's looking to the law that would condemn the said representatives that committed the act of treason. I just told you the difference between me and Tim Brown's show. Nobody else is doing what we're doing here, friends. This is criminal behavior by your said representatives that allured them into your country. They're committing crimes with a whore's forehead. They're not afraid. They're re-engaging. They're attacking and attacking and attacking. I have a friend who's a sheriff who told me that they're being coached concerning what they're targeting. When they fear the consequence of committing the crime, then and only then will they go back to their own countries, but not until then. Here, I want to show you one more thing. We got two more minutes, and I just want you to listen to this. This is Tom Holman, and he's talking about sanctuary city mayors. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, there's no such thing as a sanctuary city. They're all guilty of treason. In America, you need to hold every one of them accountable and quit skirting the guilty by just looking at the illegals that are here. Check this out.
Wanted me to make sure I mentioned this. So the sanctuary city issue is particularly pernicious. And in Arizona, my own governor has indicated that she's going to stand in the way.
Folks, do you understand?
The mayor said
when the current administration said we're going to remove the illegals, the criminal that's under investigation right now, the said appointed governor of Arizona, said she's going to stand in the way to make sure that the illegals stay. Now, that's happening because, again, these knuckleheads don't have enough common sense to understand that they're supposed to hold the governor accountable. Once they go to after the governor and say, you've committed the act of treason, we're going to hold you accountable, and all the other mayors that are now stating that they're going to stand up against the deportation of all the illegals, once you hold them accountable, the job's going to be done. The illegals are going to leave. Why? Because they've seen that you just dealt with those that treasonously allured them into the country in the first place. Listen to this more.
Tucson Regina Ramirez is going to also stand in the way. But the problem is this.
Listen to what he says.
When you prevent the arrest of a criminal illegal alien, you prevent the safety of the community. So
you
would otherwise remove that criminal illegal alien, put them in the safety of the jail. They'd be safer. The ICE agents would be safer. The community would be safer. When you ignore the law, the community is put at risk. The actual alien who has committed the crime, is at risk as well, and the ICE agents are at risk. But the other part of it is too. Under the current Biden administration,
here it is again.
An ICE agent goes into a house and there's 12 illegal aliens in there. but they only have a hold or warrant for one. They're only allowed to pick up the one, even though they find that the other are illegally in the country.
Toxin 23 got you for 2 hours tomorrow.
The Trump administration. And so it would be...
Okay, so I want you to pay attention to the fact that this guy is basically accusing the illegals for being here. Yes, they're not supposed to be here. Do you notice he's not pointing his finger back at the governors and the mayors for treasonously alluring them into America? Americans, if you need to understand what we have been trying to say on this show for the last 20 years, that is, again, the line drawn in the sand in making distinction to the law that condemns the crime, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I'm not trying to say this because I want everybody looking this direction because we want to profit from our platform. No, the only thing we want to profit from is, as the word says, buy the truth and sell it not. We want you to understand that the governors have offended the law. The governors have committed the act of treason. Joe Biden committed the act of treason. His administration committed the act of treason. Abbott committed the act of treason. DeSantis committed the act of treason. All of the governors, the Michigan committed the act of treason. Where are the people to use enough common sense to hold them accountable for their crimes? And by the way, the goofball that called in earlier, the consequence for treason is death. Look at the way our forefathers dealt with them. When you look at U.S. 8, 1324, it's federal code concerning the act of treason. The consequence is death in many cases. How many people have been murdered by these illegals that these governors and mayors have brought into America? How many have been murdered? Every single one of them are accountable for the crimes that they committed. Every single one of them, according to federal law. Why is that hard to get a hold of? What is it that people don't understand about that? Here, let me ask you this. Does that law apply to me and you? Yes, of course it does. Then why doesn't it apply to the representatives where there's a higher standard? A million times over, they swore to uphold the law against all, both foreign and domestic. How come they're not holding up against the law against the domestic? Because this is why. Because the American people believe that Biden, he was a government unto himself, and now Trump is a government unto himself, when in fact it's the American people under God that are the government according to what the Constitution says, not to what these unconstitutional parties say. Every single one of these governors, including Minnesota, Tim Walz, pedophile Tim Walz, including the attorney general in the state of Minnesota, folks, every single one of them had committed the act of treason. And until the people hold them accountable for treason, these illegals are going to keep acting up in such a fashion where they're going to continuously endanger the lives of your military, these agencies that are lawfully dealing with these corrupt by deporting them. Again, your local law enforcement, the list goes on. Americans, you know what? You need some backbone. You need some intestinal fortitude. And the only one that can give that to you is the Lord. And I'm just here to tell you, you're in trouble today, not because of what man's doing. No, but what the Lord is doing in driving man to bring about the judgments that he is, because Americans think that somehow or another, this is a game. And I'm going to say this in ending. It's always a game until it hits home. I'm here to tell you, Americans, it's hitting home. It's hitting home.